And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I'm just some kid from Northside. How did I ever get here? And all of a sudden, a voice deep within inside me said, remember the day you asked me to give you something for your future? Well, I'm giving it to you. And I was just humbled and moved at what God was already beginning to do.
Don't let your past hold you back. Jesus has provided a way for you to be forgiven and free. All you have to do is come to Him. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Be encouraged. With Jesus, you have a bright future ahead.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise. We open our hearts and open our minds together to receive revelation from heaven. Jesus, give us insight into your resurrection.
What a wonderful.
And we thank you for it, sir. We thank you for loving us so much that you received and bore our sins, sickness, fear, all the curse, and redeemed us and set us free. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Gloria, we need to look from the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Matthew. We need to be accurate about these things, and so much of the time, people, you know, say, well, I don't know why you just want to be so picky about things. No, it's not being, I'm not picky with anybody but me. I am picky with me because you need to be accurate from the Word of God, and that accuracy is the truth of the Word. And you be accurate on this, you set up an environment that Satan can't penetrate.
That's right.
Now, when you get sloppy with it, he's looking for loopholes.
That's right.
What he does.
He has to have a
loophole. He's looking for places and where the Word is not effective. And you remember what Jesus said? He said, your traditions make the Word of God no effect. Well, we don't want that.
We want to know.
This being Friday before Resurrection Day, people have called this Good Friday. Now, the whole idea is that Jesus went to the cross on Friday, raised up Sunday morning. Neither one of them are true. Now, let we listen, but now don't start fussing with me yet now. And hey, let me tell you something else. Get the word Easter out of your vocabulary. Get it away from you. Get it done with. I mean, you spew that out of your life and don't you allow it in your household.
Well, what are we going to do with the children in the Easter egg hunt?
Rabbits don't lay eggs in the first place. And in the second place, it has absolutely nothing to do with the resurrection
That's
of Jesus.
Right.
It was a Babylonian pagan holiday deal that they mixed it up back there by yielding to that demonic system, trying to make friends with it. Well, it didn't work then and it won't work now. You can't make friends with the devil. So, don't do that. Well, what am I going to do with my children? Sit them down and tell them the truth. They can get it. They can learn it. They can know it. They're not near as slow and to the things of God as people think they are. In fact, Jesus said you have to become as a little child. Well, why don't you start it off when they're a little child? Amen.
Who could believe bunnies lay eggs anyway?
I used to. They told me they did.
So you believed it.
For a little bit, but they sure were. I mean, and stupid looking eggs.
Colored eggs.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Now, let's get into the Word and see what the truth of this matter is and become accurate about it. Now, the in the I'll tell you what. Let's go to the book of Matthew first. We'll read that, and then we'll come over to John. Matthew 12, and let's read the... we want to center in on the 40th verse. Let's start with the 38th verse. Certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master or Rabbi, we would see a sign from you. But, now, do you know that Jesus was never, ever just kind of close?
That's right.
No, ma'am. In the first place, he said, I only say those things I hear my Father say. Now, he either heard the Father in his spirit, or he heard the Father from the written text, because you remember, he continually said, he said to Satan, it is written. I mean, he nailed him up with it is written, and he stopped him in his tracks. That's with right. The written word. He said the written, referring to the written word, he said that the word is the wisdom of God. Now, verse 38. Certain scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Rabbi, we'd see a sign from thee. He answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now listen to what he said about Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, what is it about that so hard to understand?
I understand.
But that don't mean a day and a half here or there, maybe might have been, should. No. Listen, here's what has such an impact about this. Jesus is quoting Scripture. He's not just, just talking about it. He's quoting Scripture and said, it will be exactly that way. And he said, now this is a sign. So, I mean, glory, he's talking about exact things here.
That's right.
So shall be. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, don't try to do this with our calendar, because it don't work like that. Their calendar and their days were a day was from 6 in the morning till 6 at night, from 6 at night till 6 in the morning. Instead of it noon and midnight, or however you want to do that. But so that's under the auspices of that was he speaking. Now let's go over here with the other idea. No, I'll tell you what. We need to read something else here. Let's read Matthew 28:1. Hang on to that and read Matthew 28:1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. In the end of the Sabbath. Now, when did that Sabbath end? It ended at 6 o'clock, and we'll use our days. It ended at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning. Now, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came down, rolled back the stone from the door, sat upon it, and so forth, and so on. But now, they came at the dawning of Sunday, first day of the week. 6 o'clock is that day. It was the dawning of it. It wasn't quite there yet, but it was right at it. And Gloria, he was already gone.
Praise God.
Now, let's take this right here. Friday, 6 p.m. to Saturday, 6 a.m., that's one night. Saturday, 6 a.m. to Saturday, 6 p.m. is one day. Saturday, 6 p.m. to Sunday, 6 a.m. is two nights. That ain't 3 days and three nights. That's only two nights and one day. That ain't gonna work. Now, and whatever it is, it's gotta be in the Word.
I believe that.
I believe that too, because Jesus said it exactly. He quoted Scripture and say it's a sign. And it is the sign. So shall be the Son of Man.
3 days and 3 nights.
3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, the belly of the earth. Okay, now let's go over to the Gospel of John. And let's look at the 19th chapter, starting from verse 30. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. That's the moment that his body died, right there.
Yeah.
He turned it loose. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation, it's hours just before the beginning of the Sabbath. You've got that there, the preparation in verse 31? That the bodies should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. Parentheses. For that Sabbath day was a high day. It was the day before a feast. The Sabbath started on Wednesday instead of Friday.
How about that?
Isn't that wonderful?
Did you figure that out all by yourself?
No.
Besides the Lord telling you?
No. I saw it, and I saw it didn't match.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't understand it, because I didn't, back in those days, I didn't know enough about the feasts and how those things were celebrated and all of that. I didn't know how they worked. So I began to study it. And there are good studies on it. There are study Bibles that count it all out and have it charted for you so you can see it. But people just insist on doing it the way the rabbits do it or wherever that started.
I didn't see anything about Easter.
Wasn't a rabbit in there. Oh, I don't even talk that easy.
And besides that, it should have been Easter chickens if it's going to lay eggs.
If it's going to lay eggs. Yeah, but you see, right back there then, they didn't have chickens as gods and rabbits was.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah, you know, well, good. So, for that Sabbath was a high day, besought Pilate that the last man and so forth and so on. So now that gives us insight here. Now, let's run our test on this. Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock to Thursday morning at 6, one night. Thursday morning 6 to Thursday evening 6, one day. Thursday, 6 p.m. to Friday, 6 a.m., two nights. Friday, 6 a.m. to Friday, 6 p.m., 2 days. Friday, 6 p.m. to Saturday, 6 a.m., three nights. Saturday, 6 a.m. to Saturday, 6 p.m., 3 days. When they came at daylight, Sunday morning, He was already risen.
That's the important part.
That's the important part. And he'd already been there 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
It worked just exactly like he said it would.
Accuracy.
And when you see, accuracy, when you yield to the truth and you won't accept anything, you put the Word of God first place in your life. This is final authority. At the time I saw that, I didn't understand why it was that way, how it was that way. I just knew it was that way. When I read in the Word that Jesus was born of a virgin, I had no more right to ever ask again, Jesus, were you born of a virgin? No, I have a right to ask who the virgin was, when, where, how, why, but not if.
That's right. That's a good point.
So all of those things are study points. And Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth has come, He'll lead and guide you into all the truth. He'll glorify Me, and He'll take what's Mine, and He'll show it unto you. And all the Father has is Mine.
God.
And I say again, He'll take what's Mine and show it unto you, and He'll show you things to come. Amen. So all of those things are points of study. You say, Holy Spirit, whoo, show me this. But not, were you born of a virgin? It's not, was He really 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth? That's not the question. He already quoted Scripture, and He already said that, and that's not the only Scripture that states that. You can find it all the way. You can find it in Deuteronomy 23. You can find it in a lot of different places throughout the Bible. So, now that that's settled, what's already happened to your spirit? It comes alive to it and says, whoo, yeah, that's the truth. Well, faith cometh.
Amen.
And when faith cometh, it grows. Now, and when somebody says, let's go hide some eggs, no faith cometh.
No.
You can't even eat them stupid eggs after they got through painting them. So I'm not going to say any more about that. I just wanted you to realize how absolutely disgusting lies are. And that's a lie from hell. And I can tell you when it came about, I don't want to spend any more time on this. It happened when Constantine, who was Caesar, he was the first one. He changed everything. He said, you're not killing the Christians anymore. In fact, if you're going to kill Christians, I'm going to kill you. So that just flip-flopped that deal where they weren't doing that anymore. Well, but now he's got the pagans mad at him, and now he's got all these other... He's a politician, and he's got all the pagans mad at him. And now he's... So he starts changing things up so that they could tolerate one another's religions. That old bull is still among us today. I don't mix the truth with other things.
That's right.
Now, I love people. People are not my enemy, but demons are. And they just do their best to... When you come across certain channels on television, like all the documentary channels and so forth, and they're going to give you the real truth about what happened in the Bible, just reach over and get your remote and say, I'm the one with the power.
Yeah.
And I ain't watching that. I already know what the real truth is, and I don't give a rat's what you and all the rest of your bunch say about it. I already know what God says about it.
That's exactly right.
Gloria, I'm just being intolerant, that's all. I'm just intolerant. I'm intolerant of the devil. I'm intolerant of lies. And I'm intolerant of things that try to take my faith away from me.
Yeah.
You can't have it, Satan. I'm not giving it to you, and I'm certainly not going to let you take it. You ain't got the power to take it. Amen. Now then, the moment... Oh, this is just huge. This is big with God. The moment Jesus was raised from the dead... In the heart and in the mind of God, let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In the heart and in the mind of God, every human being alive at the time, every human being ever born after that, is absolutely free from Satan, sin, sickness, demons, fear,
hallelujah,
and all of the curse in his mind and in his heart. It's done, brother.
That's right.
And he ceased again from his work. Now, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, and old things are passed away, and all things become new, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to let people know that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto him, the world unto himself, not holding against them their trespasses, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, we preach to you. Some translation said, we beg you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's when the new birth takes place. He's reconciled us to himself. He says, hey, look, I ain't holding nothing against you. As far as I'm concerned, all you have to do is say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. The shortest salvation prayer on record was when the Apostle Paul got knocked to his face on the road to Damascus, and he said, Lord, who are you? But Lord, and Jesus never talked to him again about his sin.
Praise
from
God.
That day forward. And we're out of time.
Way out.
And Jesus is alive, praise
God.
And he's doing well. And all you have to do to reconcile yourself to God, you know, but you don't know what I did. I don't care what you did. I know what
thank
he did.
God,
and
God.
I'll tell you this, he said, anyone comes unto me, I will for no wise cast him out. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
I grew up here in Northside Fort Worth my whole life. I had lived here. And when I was growing up, there were a lot of gangs in the schools and the neighborhoods. And even though my parents tried the best they could, the lure of the streets was too much. I just gravitated to the gangs and the gang members.
Rick's life spiraled into a cycle of drugs, alcohol, gang violence, and crime. One night, cornered in a dark alley, Rick got stabbed in the stomach by rival gang members. He was left covered in his own blood.
I said, this isn't supposed to happen to me. This happens to other people. I didn't join the gang to get stabbed. I just wanted to party and have fun. It pains me to say it, and I don't get any joy out of saying this, but, you know, we did a lot of things to hurt people.
One night, Rick had a dream.
I was going towards a big, giant lighthouse, and as I got closer to the lighthouse, it began to take on the form of a person. And when I got to it, I realized I was in the presence of Jesus Christ, and he was real tall and beautiful and golden and radiant. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm in the presence of Jesus Christ. But then I thought to myself, hey, wait a minute, I've been in trouble all my life. He's probably gonna punish me. I don't wanna be here. I wanna get out of here because I'm gonna be in trouble. But I heard him say to me, don't be afraid of me. I didn't come so you could be afraid of me. I came so you could change. From this point on, your life is gonna be different. I said, all right, God, if you really are up there, then give me something for my future, because I'm going to wind up dead or in prison or a junkie out on the street just like everybody else.
God answered his request.
The desire for drugs was gone. The desire to get in trouble and hurt people was gone.
Rick's life changed immediately. He applied to receive his high school diploma and continued to succeed academically, earning scholarships for college.
And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. I'm just some kid from Northside. How did I ever get here? And all of a sudden, a voice deep within inside me said, remember the day you asked me to give you something for your future? Well, I'm giving it to you. And I was just humbled and moved at what God was already beginning to do. I'm always reminded of no matter what it looks like or where you're at, no matter how often people would describe something to you, everything in God's hands is good. I put my life in his hands, and because of Jesus, my life became good. Now, I minister to gang members. I've been involved with a program that ministers to young gang kids who are in the same neighborhood doing what I was doing, but it's a different generation. And we also do a lot of community outreaches. We go to parks like this park here, and we get some live bands, and we give away a lot of free bikes, iPods, and skateboards, and sports jerseys. And we feed everybody. And we just let them know about God's love, and people show up. And when we do the altar call, young people and old people, they just come running to get saved.
Now, renew your mind to this. Remember what we said. The moment Jesus was raised from the dead, in the mind and heart of God, He's holding nobody's sin against them. The war is over between heaven and earth, as far as God is concerned. Not holding their trespasses against them. Oh, well, we're just all going to heaven. Not unless you reconcile yourself to God. He's reconciled you two to Him, you to Him, but now you have to reconcile yourself to God. But the thing that is so important here is to realize that He's not looking down on me. He's not looking at me as a sinner. He's not looking at me as some old broken down, no good street runner. No, no. He's looking at me as someone who has been cleared of all charges, and now,
hallelujah,
Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Amen.
That's our part.
That's our part.
Others been
so
done.
And from that moment on, see, he spent that time in hell defeating sin, sickness, demons, and fear. He took the punishment for what Adam did and what was coming to us because of what Adam did. So now the only sin that'll send you to hell is not accepting Jesus and reconciling yourself to God.
You could make a change. If you don't make a change, you don't make a change.
No. That's just,
oh, hallelujah,
that's just bottom line.
We made a change.
And now I'm not knocking anybody. You understand this? Mm-hmm. But Buddha didn't go to hell and pay that price. He couldn't.
Right.
He wasn't qualified. Muhammad didn't go to hell and pay that price. He couldn't. He wasn't qualified.
That's exactly right.
I don't care who it was. Confucius couldn't go to hell and pay that price. He wasn't qualified. Jesus was qualified to do it. And He did it. Settled it, and we come to the Father by Him.
That's why we have a virgin birth. That's why He was born
that was
of God.
That was behind all
yeah,
of that.
That's right.
Now then, Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We pray, Father, reveal to Your people what You would have them do concerning the finances of this television broadcast, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and its outreaches all over the world.
Thank You.
We receive it. We believe with them for overflowing prosperity, spirit, soul, and body, and financially.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name. Go to church this weekend and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We'll see you next time. This is Kenneth and Gloria reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org.
He was on the cross.